In Nigeria, the main opposition parties are calling for fresh elections. They're describing some of the preliminary results from the country's electoral body as a, quote, sham. The ruling party candidate has so far taken a commanding lead after last weekend's election in Africa's largest democracy. NPR's Emmanuel Akinwotu is in the capital, Abuja.
On Saturday, opposition parties were fiercely competing in a tightly contested election. But on Tuesday, they aligned on the same side, as votes were being counted, giving the ruling party's Bola Ahmed Tinubu a strong lead. They held a joint press conference.
This election is not free and far from being fair. And we demand that this sham of an election should be immediately cancelled.
The chairman of the Labour Party, Julius Abure, called for a rerun of the vote, alleging that counts in tightly contested areas were manipulated. And his anger built at alleged irregularities, the chairperson of the opposition PDP, Yochia Ayu, called for calm and for the president to intervene, but gave this chilling warning.
This is not a credible election, and it's not acceptable after 20-something years of democracy. If nothing is done, we may not be able to control our supporters.
Saturday's polls were billed as one of the most important in Nigeria's recent history, and a third-party candidate, Peter Obi, was seen as galvanizing more voters to come to the polls. A new electronic voting system was meant to make the vote more credible, and vote tallies would be sent moments after they were counted. But by Tuesday, protesters had started to gather outside the results center. Chris Ogumodede is an associate editor at World Politics Review. He voted and was part of an observer mission at the polls.
These elections were as shambolic as I've ever seen. You know, they were just poorly managed. At some point, the excuses have to cease. You know, how many times must we do this?
He said the commission had ultimately let down voters. About three quarters of the results have been announced so far in a vote that will likely be challenged in court. And despite the opposition's protests, the count goes on, and a winner is expected to be announced by Wednesday. Emmanuel Akinwotu, NPR News, Abuja.